You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always be part of the conversation. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, the creator, the founder of the multi-award-winning 21-time Milwaukee Press Club winning website, the Recombobulation
what?
Area. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Dan Schaefer will be here coming up after the break to talk about, well, we'll probably be talking about the Bucks, and we'll also be talking about the Recombobulation Area as well as his live 414 event. Tomorrow is going to be Milwaukee Day, so April the 14th. Get it? 414.
Brilliant.
He will be here talking about that event, talking about whatever we want to discuss, but most likely that as well as the Bucks. But it's going to be great. Haven't talked to him in a while. He is our buddy, our coworker, our friend. But before we get to that, and before we restate the question of the night, we have something very important to discuss, and that is the keyword this hour in our Win Your Way into the Milwaukee Film Festival. The Milwaukee Film Festival kicks off this Thursday, and there are dozens of incredible films out there. And they're going to be at the Oriental as well as the Downer Theater. So you can get your tickets by going to mkefilm.org. You can also enter right now to possibly win an all-access pass that will get you into to see every single film of the festival. And we're going to give you a keyword right now. You will have 1 hour to enter that word in for your chance to win a full all-access pass to the Milwaukee Film Festival here in 2026. So if you're already... get yourselves prepared. Here comes your keyword. The tension builds. The word is action. A-C-T-I-O-N. Action, as in my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger movie is Last Action Hero. Action. A-C-T-I-O-N. Spelling counts. Capitalization does not. Put that word into the text world here on Civic Media for your chance to win an all-access pass to the 2026 Milwaukee Film Festival. Once again, the word is action, A-C-T-I-O-N. Good luck. And JB, I'm sorry to tell you this. You have to text it in. You cannot put it on the live stream. You can't email it in. You can't call it in. You have to text it in via the Civic Media app or your phone. Once again, the word is action, A-C-T-I-O-N. Good luck. You have the rest of the hour to participate.
You can pretend you're a director while you're typing in mm-hmm. and say action and shout it. I just saw JB at the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Yeah.
There's a great contingency of Northeast Wisconsin filmmakers there this last week, which was fun. How about this, Greg, though, from Milwaukee, another great yeah. film festival. You've got opening night. The film is Uke, about Bob Uecker.
Yep.
Closing night. It's the Paul Rudd, Nick Jonas comedy Power Ballad. They're also screening something called the Big Cheese documentary, which looks like a blast.
Okay.
Song right. Sung Blue.
Yep.
And the Italian classic horror film Bay of Blood. I mean, those are just a few of the things at the Milwaukee Film Festival this year.
And it's they're going to be film. They're going to be showing Stop Making Sense again, as they usually yep. do every single year. So that's a great one to check. There's great midnight movies. But again, go to mkefilm.org for the complete lineup. Text in the word action for your chance to win an all-access pass. And congratulations to all the people last week who won tickets to go see a movie at the festival this year. Again, starts this Thursday, the 16th through the 30th. Good luck. I really hope that I'd love for someone to go take some pictures and send them via the Civic Media app, because you can do that when you download the app. And I'd love to see the fun y'all are having. I'm not sure if I'll be able to make it this year. I'd like to, but I want to hear all the great stories from those who did participate and those who got a chance to see movies. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. It's a phenomenal festival, mm-hmm. and it'll be fun to talk to. Maybe we'll talk to Dan a little bit about that. Greg, who knows?
Ooh.
You don't know. When Dan Schaefer swings by, The Wire is on the table. I don't want to get you two arguing about that because you're Milwaukee brothers, but...
he already knows I'm not a fan, but it's fine. You guys can talk about it. I'll take a break. I'll go under my desk and just sleep for a little while. We talked about it on Matt and Aaron Air.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious. Did you just say that in conversation, or did you know he was a big fan, and did you kind of pick a fight with him?
Well, first of all, I don't pick fights with people because I'm not a child. Also, Mark from Prairie du Sac, you misspelled the word. So just want to let you know, you got to text him.
Catch.
Spelling counts, Mark. Spelling counts. No, I didn't pick a fight. I'm not trying to pick fights. Like, my whole thing is, if you like something and I don't like that thing, that's fine. Unless you're Dom's mom who doesn't like Phil Collins, then I have a problem because I felt like she specifically called me out. That
she
is
did.
What I'm
not
going
to age well. She did.
Yeah. I think I said this before. I understand why The Wire is considered one of the best TV shows of all time. I'm not disputing that point. I'm just saying for me, it wasn't my jam. That's it.
I know. I'm just teasing. It's fun to have a spirited
debate. Pete wants to start a fight. He wants to start a fight.
I love it when someone doesn't like something that's popular. And I think I'm on your side, Greg, however, when it comes to Dom's mom. But she was so irate about your love for Phil Collins. She grounded Dom when he was home for the weekend.
Man.
I don't think that was fair. Yeah.
She took the ice and she threw it in the trash and said, "No son of mine."
Yeah.
Which is actually funny because that's the name of a Genesis song, "No Son of Mine." But that's, you know, sung by Phil Collins.
I thought I did a good job. I don't know.
Yeah.
You did a great job. We got
did you walk in with the bags and she's going, "Ice, ice, baby. Bum, 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 bum."
Exactly
bum,
what she was doing too. She's like, "I'm proud of you, Dominic. I'm proud of you."
Sounds like
weird. All right, so
now all
you guys
of a sudden they're kindred spirits.
Do you guys want to restate the question of the evening?
Yeah, why not?
Let's do that. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
The question of the night is, it's National Scrabble Day, so what's your favorite board game? Again, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can call or text that number. You can also call, text, or leave a voice message on the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app, download it from wherever you get your apps. It's absolutely free. You can listen to shows live. You can, like I said, text again, but let us know your favorite board game right now. That's what we're talking about. All right, Pete, let us know. What is your favorite board game?
Okay, my favorite board game is Balderdash.
Oh, and it's a fun word, too.
Balderdash. It's a fun word, but my family were not, we were like more outside game type people, but when I met my wife's family, they were so into board games, and I became addicted to board games. They are
really
so much fun, and, you know, there's some great ones that, like, spark arguments and discussion, like Pictionary, or not Pictionary, but the Scattergories. Or I like Catchphrase. I love Scrabble, but I would have to say Balderdash because some of the definitions you come up with while you're playing. And a lot of people in my family just like to write funny definitions and make people laugh. They're not actually even trying to win the game. So that would probably be my favorite. What about you?
So here's the question I have. Is when we say, like, people will say like Balderdash or they'll say Monopoly, can it be a non-board, like one of my favorite games is not so much a board game, it's a card game called Joking Hazard, where it's,
oh, wow,
that's so good.
It's, yeah, it's a really fun game. It goes along the same line of an apples to apples or Cards Against Humanity, where cards are put down, everyone puts in their card, and then one person at the table is the judge, and they pick who the winner is. And it is a little more blue / possibly offensive than apples to apples, but it's not as over the top as Cards Against Humanity, especially has become in the past few years. But I love Joking Hazard because it's comic strip based. It's really fun. And I love that game. I'm personally not a huge fan of board games like the Monopoly, stuff like that. I feel like I get anxious because of the competition of it all, whereas like with those other games, it's fun, the round's over quick and we move on and then we're done and that's it. But for me, Joking Hazard is the game I love to play.
Oh, that's a great answer.
It's a great
but
game.
I've never played Cards Against Humanity.
Really?
Wow. Really?
I once played it with my mother-in-law.
Oh, no.
That went horribly. So
See, I love those awkward moments.
Oh, well, yeah. Off air, I'll tell you what I had to do. I can't say that on the air. But so Cards Against Humanity used to do a Christmas pack every year. You paid like 15, 20 bucks, and you get like a care package from them with special cards made only for this pack, so nobody else had it but this. And you get like a letter, and you get like it's a weird little care package from this company. And one year it got, you got cards, and it said, oh, who are you planning on giving this to? And I said to my wife, and I gave my name, and they printed a card with her name on it. My wife was not happy because it's like, I don't want my name being put on something. Like, I get it. So we just took the card out, we put it away, and we're like, we'd never do that. But she's got her own card. It's, you know, on the side. We haven't played Cards Against Humanity in a very long time. We, you know, if we're doing that, it's usually going to be, again, joking hazard. But that was a fun game for a while. And then after, you know, then it's like, all right, we're moving on to other things.
That sounds like a blast. Dom, what about you?
I got to go with, I really like Long Now. I love Monopoly, but I got to go with Risk. I love Risk.
Well, that's a great game.
Yes. I love taking over the territories. Me and my roommate play it constantly. I like winning in that game. It's an obsessive game. It's an obsessive game.
Yeah.
It's
very authoritarian response there.
Nikki on my Facebook page said, of course, Risk as well. I used to play a weekly Risk game with friends, and they're like 1,000 times smarter than I am, which isn't saying much, but they are much smarter than I am. And I won once, and then I never played again. I was like, I'm retiring on top.
You're undefeated.
No, I was defeated many times, but that night I won, and I'm like, well, it's been fun. I'm going to take off now and get out of here because I'm smarter than all of you right this moment, and goodbye. And then there was a Greg-sized plume of smoke, and the door was just open. So,
JB says, Cards Against Humanity, last Wednesday of the month at Appleton Cigar Company. He says, I haven't played it either. Check that out at Appleton Cigar Company. Folks,
there you go.
A fine and proud Nightlight sponsor. Norm does a great job over there. And that's a great plug, JP. JB, I got to get down there because they have poker nights, too. And I keep saying I'm going to go down there, and I never have.
You just got done saying you don't gamble.
No, I play poker. I don't gamble. I don't do professional sports betting, but I play poker with friends. The only thing I'll play for money is poker with friends because I'd rather give 20 or 50 bucks to a friend.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm not going to give it to FanDuel or whatever. And when I play on my phone, it's not for real money. So I'm not lame gambler. Dave on the stream says Wits and Wagers. I don't know what that one is either.
So do we have, what about our the text line for 855-752-4842?
Yes. We do have Brett from Brown Deer saying favorite board game was Battleship as a kid, which is really good.
Yeah.
But now I'd say chess because I bought a really nice set. I also have a really good
set. I always wanted to play chess, but I just like feel like I don't have the wherewithal to like dive into what's necessary to be at least mediocre at chess. I get very anxious. I'm like, I'm just going to, here you go. You win. Here's my queen and my king. You can take those home. It's fine.
Chess is a fun game too, though.
It's very interesting to watch people play, believe it or not, because when you're watching these masters playing, you're trying to understand what they're thinking about and you can't because they are just absolutely out of this world, like brilliant at what they do. But
I thought I said chest.
You did say chest because I also said chest as well. But that's the way radio works. We can't take it back. No take back
there.
But don't go anywhere, folks. Right after the break, come on back, grab some water, grab some snacks, because we'll be talking to the founder of the Recombobulation area, our friend Mr. Dan Schaefer, about 414 day, likely the Bucks. And Pete wants to start a fight about the wire because that's who he is. But don't go anywhere. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always be part of the conversation. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we have the nightcap wrapping up the evening. Don't forget, the keyword in our Win Your Way into the 2026 Milwaukee Film Festival is action, A-C-T-I-O-N. Make sure you spelled it correctly. Spelling counts. Capitalization does not. It's your chance to win an all-access pass to this year's Milwaukee Film Festival. That's dozens of movies you can see if you win the Win Your Way into the 2026 Milwaukee Film Festival. The word again is action, A-C-T-I-O-N. Good luck. And speaking of luck and awesomeness and amazingness, Pete and Dom, our next guest is awesome, amazing, and wonderful. He is the founder of the Recombobulation Area. He is our coworker and our friend, Mr. Dan Schaefer, right here on the show. Good evening, Dan. How are you today?
Good evening, fellas. Wonderful to be joining you here on Nightlight. Hello, Greg. Hello, Pete. It's been too long. It's good to see you guys.
Way too long. Such a humble guy. Greg was giving you all this praise, and I almost said, Greg, please, you're going to embarrass Dan because he's that humble of a guy.
Told me I had to say all those things. I had to write down.
I gave Greg a script to gas me up a little bit here.
Yeah. It would have been nice to be included in that, but okay.
He said, say the following. I'm awesome, amazing, humble, and if you're getting this wrong, I will find out where you... I don't think I'm supposed to read that part. Oops. Sorry. Sorry about that. So, yeah. Welcome to the show, Dan. We're happy to see
Great
you.
To
happy
have
to
you.
Hear from you. Let's kick it right off. 414 Day is tomorrow, for those who don't know and like listening throughout Wisconsin or around the world on the Civic Media app. Tomorrow is April the 14th, which has been designated 414 Day, Milwaukee Day. What do you have planned? What goes on a day like that in Milwaukee? How do they celebrate their fine city?
Well, the Recombobulation Area is a proud, proud Milwaukee publication. yeah. And we love to celebrate the city that we call home, the city that we have built this community around, this scrappy little publication, the Recombobulation Area. And so each and every year since we got things started, we have our biggest sale of the year on Milwaukee Day. So Milwaukee Day is on April 14th, which mirrors the city's area code of 414, 4 for April 14th of the month. And we offer all of our subscriptions for 41.4% off on Milwaukee Day. Yes, it is that specific.
Yeah.
But it means that you can get a full year subscription, usually a $50 value, for $29.50. Pretty good, right? And we get a full year of award-winning independent journalism for less than $30. Or if you just want to sample it a little bit here and there, you can get started for less than $3 a month. So, you know, our prices have remained the same since 2019. Who else can say that, right?
Nobody. Absolutely nobody. It's not just award-winning either. It's a lot of awards, Dan, like 21 Milwaukee Press Club Awards alone.
Yeah, we're winning our 20th and 21st Press Club Awards this year at the Recombobulation Area.
I think
area,
Greg is trying to tell you is you could bump up those prices a little bit, Dan. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should, but not for tomorrow. Not on Milwaukee Day when people get their chance. It's kind of our Black Friday, right? We get our have our biggest sale of the year so people can subscribe and get a full year. And it helps us plan for the year ahead. You know, this is going to be a big year in the political universe here in the state of Wisconsin and in the city of Milwaukee with the race for governor, the midterms, so much happening up and down the ballot, so much happening here in our fair city all the time. So there's going to be a lot to cover. So be sure to subscribe with that. And along with the subscription, we are hosting an event tomorrow evening in the city of Milwaukee. We are hosting a live podcast at Anodyne Coffee's Walker's Point Roastery. That will begin at 5:30. We will start podcasting at about 6 p.m. So, sorry to break into Nightlight at all, but we will have the podcast available as a video for you later this week if you are a subscriber as well. We are excited to be having that conversation tomorrow evening. Angela Lang from Black Leaders Organizing for Communities and Matt Wild from Milwaukee Record will be joining for the live podcast, and we'll have some special guests there as well.
Do you want to talk about who one of the special guests might be, Dan? Like who the maybe the catalyst for the whole day, or would you rather talk about the bonus you'll be offering tomorrow?
Well, we can talk a little after the break here too, but we have the founder of Milwaukee Day, one of the founders of Milwaukee Day, Andy Silverman. He and a couple other of his friends founded this holiday back in 2010, and it has grown to be the glorious celebration that it's become. So we will be talking about those humble origins of Milwaukee Day, getting the backstory, you know, the prequel to what we are celebrating now on Milwaukee Day.
I've been trying to found Waukesha Day for February 26th, and nobody will take it because they're like, that's not how it works. It's 262. And they're like, you can't do it British style. I'm like, okay, fine. Whatever. So my plans have failed again.
You know, I saw that Madison was kind of flirting with trying a June 8th.
Yeah.
Madison Day or something like that. They could do a September 20th in the Fox Valley, you know, but nothing will really compare to Milwaukee Day and here in the 414.
No, it's perfect. And Madison has enough. I mean, I love Madison, but they've got enough days there. Dan, before we go to a break, can I ask you what your favorite board game is? That's our question of the night. Are you a board game guy?
I like a good board game. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would say I'll go with the classic. I'll go with Monopoly because it's got some family. Okay. We used to play Monopoly every year after Thanksgiving, after a long meal of hanging out with each other. We'd just play the longest possible board game right after that, too.
Which makes nothing but friends with each other afterwards, by the way.
Exactly.
Just hear me out. The recombobulation area of the board game.
Oh, I like it.
I want it. Okay.
I like it. Right.
Pete's telling you to do some more work, Dan. That's like, create this, would you?
That's all I'm saying.
Wet that beak, baby. When we come back, we'll be talking more with the founder of the recombobulation area, Mr. Dan Schaefer, about the history of 414. And if we get to it, too, we might get his feelings on all the news coming out of the Bucks organization. But to find out, you'll have to stay tuned. You're listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We are coming to you live from all over Wisconsin. The Yadnerhe Triangle is sort of a Yadnerhe Square now because I'm coming to you live from Radio Park, up a little bit from the state in Milwaukee is our guest, Mr. Dan Schaefer. Up a little bit further is Mr. Pete Schwabe, and over in Madison is Dom Lee on the boards. If you want to be part of the conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Tonight's question is, what is your favorite board game celebrating National Board Game Day? Leave a comment, send a question, or leave a comment on your favorite game. Any way you want, whether you call, text, leave it on the Civic Media app or on the live stream. But we are talking to our friend Dan Schaefer, the founder of the Recombobulation Area and multi-award-winning outfit. Their big 414 Day sale is going on tomorrow in celebration of 414 Day, Milwaukee Day. And Dan, before we went to the break, you wanted to talk about the history of 414 Day. You're going to be having one of the creators at the show tomorrow, but it has been around for now, 16 years tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's right. So Andy Silverman is one of the folks that founded Milwaukee Day. He's a wonderful, terrific guy. He and Brent Godey and Tim Gable put together this holiday a number of years back. And it kind of started as a joke, almost, to say that, hey, 414, this is Milwaukee Day. But it has grown into this whole citywide celebration that there are events all over town. There are mayoral proclamations. There are all sorts of different things happening all over the city with in conjunction with Milwaukee Day. And I think it really comes at a great time of year for Milwaukee, too, because, you know, we're finally emerging from winter. We're starting to get, you know, all sorts of like summer concert announcements, all sorts of fun stuff like that. We're looking ahead to Summerfest. We're looking ahead to Brewer Games getting started and all of that. And I think it's just a great time of year. It's a hopeful time of year for Milwaukee, right? And we've got the great Milwaukee summer right around the corner. So I just think it's a great, great time for this city to have this goofy little made up holiday and have that. You know, it's just, I think it's just the spirit of it is so wonderful because it's just like, you know, you can just do things. You can just come up with a holiday and you can do that in a city like Milwaukee. And I was thinking about I was getting some stuff together for it for some of our promotions tomorrow too. And the recombobulation area, the actual one at Mitchell Airport, is like that too. I actually did some research on the origins of the recombobulation area in conjunction with Milwaukee Day. And the former airport director, Barry Bateman, just decided to do it. And it's just, there is that spirit of just like creativity and silliness and a little bit of whimsy that comes in with Milwaukee. And you can just, you know, put up signs and have a recombobulation area at the airport and just notice the date on the calendar and, hey, say we're going to make that a holiday. And I really love that spirit about this city, and I'm excited to celebrate it tomorrow at Anodyne in Walker's Point.
I got to tell you, Dan, I first heard about Milwaukee Day a week ago. It's already above Arbor Day on my list of holidays. It's that, I think it has that much potential. You're right, though.
Take
it's
that,
so cool.
Trees. Take that, tree.
We got to work with our tree brothers and sisters, actually. I didn't mean to start something there. Maybe that's a new holiday. But you've got a really cool bonus tomorrow during your event that you're going to be giving away something. And please tell us about that, because that's pretty cool. Although hopefully it'll be after. Well, go ahead and tell us about the bonus. Then we'll talk about
Yeah, we've got a couple things to give away with at the event as well. We've got a pair of Brewers tickets nice. For an upcoming game. I believe it's a Saturday night game when they're giving away a windbreaker. So you're gonna want to get those tickets for that one. And then we're also partnering with the Milwaukee Film Festival this year. So we're giving away a couple passes to a couple films at the Milwaukee Film Festival. I know you fine folks here have been looking forward to that event as well.
Yeah,
so
we are
a community partner for a couple of the films going on there. And we'll be giving away some passes with that as well. And it's going to be a terrific event.
Love that. Love it. I love the baseball giveaways. I love a windbreaker. Who doesn't love breaking wind? Seriously, it's just wonderful. I waited to say that joke, by the way.
Wow.
Let that fester. I wanted to say really quick, until I met, like, I always knew what the recombobulation area was, like, as far as like the airport. And I've seen the sign dozens upon dozens of times. But it wasn't until I met you and saw the work you did with the recombobulation area. Because what happens is people will take pictures of that sign and at you, usually on Twitter. I'll see it on Facebook. But you're kind of like their North Star when they get to that. And you always respond. It's always lovely. But I didn't know until like 2 years ago that not every airport had that sign. I thought every airport had a recombine. I thought that was an FAA term that everywhere else. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm in D.C. Where's the recombobulation sign? And then I came to the realization, oh, only Milwaukee has it. That's right, baby.
It is a uniquely Milwaukee thing, and that is part of what I love about it, too. Yeah, no place else has a recombobulation area. Maybe that's why so many other cities are so discombobulated, because they have no place like we do in Milwaukee to, you know, really piece yourself together and make your way to your destination and all of that. And I just... love the way that Milwaukee has kind of celebrated it, and it's become part of like the vernacular in the city for the recombobulation area and the uniquely Milwaukee thing that it is. And it's just very silly, and it's got some good wordplay. And you know, if anything else I get wrong over the course of the recombobulation area in my, you know, my political opinions or whatever it else might be, I think I've got a little bit better batting average than most. But if I get everything wrong, I know I got the name right. I know I got the name right.
There you go. Love that.
Check out Dan Shaver as our guest, the multiple award-winning host of the Recombobulation Area and founder of the Recombobulation Area, but not the one at the airport. Don't get confused, folks, but check out Dan online. You can follow him on Twitter. He's got a great event coming up tomorrow to celebrate 4 Day. He's going to be at Anodyne Coffee in Walker's Point. And did I say something?
You froze. It froze for a moment. We lost you. We lost you, Pete.
You were briefly discombobulated, but then look, I'm here.
Boom! Oh,
I might not be. If you weren't here, I wouldn't be back right now. So that worked out really well. The cost is free, though, and you can RSVP on Facebook. And what can people expect? And like, are you expecting a crowd when you broadcast from there? And if so, what are we looking at if people want to swing by?
Yeah, we've held events, live podcast events at Anodyne Coffee before. They've been terrific hosts for us. And it's a great place. You know, if you're going out to I know there's some like live music and stuff like that in Milwaukee tomorrow night for Milwaukee Day as well. So I think this is a good, you know, happy hour. Just come hang out. Mm. Just talk with us for an hour in the early evening. And yeah, we'll get a bunch of people there. Myself, Angela Lang, and Matt Wild from Milwaukee Record. Matt has a great series at Milwaukee Record called Mandatory Milwaukee, and I think we're going to be talking about some of the Mandatory Milwaukee articles that they've written over the past year. It, you know, some just quintessential Milwaukee things that we'll enjoy bantering about. And I think with Angela there as well, we'll have a little opportunity to get into some politics too, talk about the yeah. Talk about the political universe and how things are in Milwaukee right now, what we're looking forward to for the rest of this year. You know, there's going to be some news tomorrow to talk about with this potential special session on banning gerrymandering, which as you may know, I am is an issue that I'm particularly passionate about. We just had the spring election last week, so we're going to have to get into some politics. But most of the podcast will be focused on celebrating the city that we love. And one of the things that we have made a priority at the Recombobulation Area since we launched it has been not just to try to provide a new option for some independent journalism here in the city, but also to build community. And that's mm-hmm. one thing that's been really important to us. And events like this, you know, we are started as a subscriber funded publication, and it is because of those people who subscribe to our publication that we are able to exist at all and do the types of things that we do. So we always want to give people an opportunity to join in that community together with us at events like this in Milwaukee. We did a podcast before the RNC a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. We did a live event there with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley a couple years ago, and we're really excited to be having this conversation at Anodyne tomorrow evening. So be there at 5:30. We'll get things started at about 6. Get yourself a coffee. I think they got a couple other adult beverages on the menu as well, if you want to celebrate Milwaukee style with a River West Stein or something like that too. And we'll have a great time.
I don't want to end this on a sour note, but I don't also know your feelings on this. We've got about 4 minutes left. Really quick thoughts on the Bucks news with Doc Rivers. Is it give you hope for the next season? What are you feeling with all this news coming out of the Bucks organization?
I'm certainly excited that Doc Rivers is no longer going to be the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Somehow I was not shocked by that statement.
You know, it hasn't worked. The Doc Rivers experiment hasn't worked. It was time to move on. It was probably time to move on a while ago. But, you know, definitely an uncertain offseason. Ahead for my beloved Milwaukee Bucks, I am firmly in the keep Giannis, don't trade him, never leave us, why would you ever go anywhere?
Wow.
There's just Dan Schaefer wrapped around Giannis's leg going, don't go.
I get that because he's Giannis, but like yeah. as a Bucks fan, while he still has trade value, I feel like he's going to leave Dan, and I don't want that because I think you need a sports hero in your town, and he's definitely that, but like, how did you feel when they fired Adrian Griffin, who had a winning record at the time, compared to this fire? This is not a firing. I'm sorry.
But a departure between, or whatever.
Yeah, a departure. Right. To spend time with the family, of course.
We'll drive you to the airport, Doc, however you want to depart.
I just got... I'll give you a ride.
Yeah. I didn't think Adrian Griffin was a good coach at all. I didn't think he was like an NBA caliber coach. I didn't think Doc was the best choice as a replacement, but mm-hmm. He had a winning record, but it was like, it was embarrassingly disastrous tenure as coach. Yeah. It didn't get any better with Doc Rivers, and they kept him there for 2.5 years. And so that wasn't great. So, you know, my friend Eric Name, who is a reporter at The Athletic, has written some terrific pieces about the Bucks over the last 24 hours, featuring, you know, stuff about Doc Rivers, about just the acrimony within the organization. He had an exclusive interview with Giannis. I would go check out Eric's stuff at The Athletic. I'm still processing a lot of that right now, looking ahead to this uncertain offseason. I still think there's a path to become a contender. It's a long shot. But you know, this has been their worst season. The first time missing the playoffs, in 9 years since the 2015-16 right. season. And you know what, before that, you know, 9 years in a row of, but the Bucks making the playoffs and being a competitive team and making the finals before that, they didn't make the playoffs, I think, nine times in the rest of my life in the 90s and 2000s,
yeah.
you know? And so, like, we've had this sustained period of competitive, successful Bucks basketball, and I'm grateful for it. And I don't know if it's going to continue, but I've been grateful for these past 9 years. That's for sure.
I hope it happens just for you, Dan. Damn
exactly.
it.
Exactly. We're awesome. Keeping the hope alive for Dan Schaefer, who is the founder Absolutely. Of the Recombobulation Area. You can go to the recombobulationarea.news. 414 sale tomorrow, 41.4% off a yearly subscription. So don't miss it. Excellent award-winning reporting. Also, check out the event tomorrow at Anodyne Coffee in Milwaukee on Bruce in the Third Ward. So don't go anywhere. Thank you, Dan, so much for being here. When we come back, we'll be getting you the nightcap and wrapping up the show. You are listening to Civic Media. Stay tuned and stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch by calling or texting. The number is the same, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. You still have some time to let us know your thoughts, your favorite board game in celebration of National Scrabble Day. I said National Board Game Day the other hour or earlier.
Well,
I was wrong.
I know what you meant.
National Scrabble Day. What is your favorite board game? Let us know. And you also, if you haven't already, still have an opportunity to text in the word ACTION, A-C-T-I-O-N, for your chance to win an all-access pass to the 2026 Milwaukee Film Festival. Text that in now, whether it's for your phone or the Civic Media app. But that is your opportunity. Two more days of contest, and then we'll pick a winner. But again, the word is ACTION, A-C-T-I-O-N. Good luck. Tomorrow, very excited about our show. We are going to be speaking to Donald Chi, who is a professor of oral health sciences at the University of Washington. He's going to be talking about the bad ideas behind Secretary of Health RFK Jr.'s crusade to ban fluoride from drinking water in the U.S. because it's got a lot of conspiracy theories backing it up. And then welcoming back to the show, and I didn't know this, Dr. Susan Kearns. She is in charge of the Milwaukee Film. She's in charge of Milwaukee Film, talking to us about the film festival starting this Thursday, the 16th. I didn't realize she was a doctor, but she will be returning back to the show to talk about the film festival. So that'd be very, very exciting. So don't go
she
anywhere.
She took out
Stick
my
around.
Gallbladder on one of her visits.
Really? Oh my gosh, she's so talented.
One of those
she's
things. Just, you know?
She can talk about Fellini. Then she can also be like, "Get me that scalpel."
Is there a doctor that knows a lot about movies in the house? And luckily, she was here. So.
Well, actually, sir, I like to watch film. Although I do like it when old people call it the pictures. They're like, oh back I in my day, that. We would go see the pictures.
Let's go see a picture.
Dom, speaking of the question of the night, do we have any leftover text messages that we weren't able to get to yet?
Yes, we do have a few. We have someone from texting on WMDX said Scrabble, which is really good.
Nice.
Love me a Scrabble.
Nice.
And then we also have my mom. She says, love playing aggravation, especially with my son, which is me, when he visits. So thank you. Thank you so much.
The guy with two thumbs.
This guy. Wait, do you have a brother? Do you have a brother?
I do.
Dom?
Yes, I do have a brother.
I just like the idea. Just like with my son. And he was like, it's not you. My other son who visits more.
No, he hates board games. Yeah. My mom likes me more. So we know who it is.
All right.
You said it on the radio. It's true.
Yep.
Pete, anybody on Facebook giving us some last-minute thoughts?
Yeah, our pal Rich Tallarico from nice. Key & Peele, who's an awesome guest. We got to have Rich back on. He says, favorite Scrabble word. I think I understand this, but I'm not 100% sure. CWM? I think he's using a letter in there, but I don't know. Let's just skip it. Tim Joyce on social media says, actually, Scrabble. Okay, Tim, that's good. Dan Fine on Facebook, a family friend, says, hey, Pete, what was the game we played that you had to write down the meaning of the really long, obscure word and hand it over to the person who needs everyone's definition? That is Balderdash. If you guys haven't played it, highly recommend it. He says that was my favorite game. Otherwise, Scattergories, Othello, Stratego, Scrabble, Trouble, Monopoly, Jenga. Sorry, we're all fun games.
All of them.
Yeah, they're all great.
I like a game where it's like two against two and you have to like use boards and like, you know, draw things. That's also fun.
Jenga's fun though. I love
Pictionary.
Jenga.
Oh, Jenga's awesome. Jenga's Pictionary, so but I feel like there's like, isn't there like also like, or there's win, lose, and draw, or I think Taboo does. Don't you draw in Taboo or something? Mm-hmm. I don't remember. I was too busy playing.
Taboo. That's a good one too. Vince Moranto says it's a toss up between Chutes and Ladders and Candyland. Okay. Vince, thank you.
Hey, sometimes you gotta relax. There's
no right or wrong answer.
And Trumpet Joe on the live stream says Risk or Monopoly are the best.
That works for me too. Tim Baker says a Ouija. Kind of creepy. Love it, Tim. Thank you. Sean Boyce says Risk or Monopoly, which is an interesting game, and that you only type that with your left hand. I don't understand.
Some of these people who get in touch with us just say interesting things.
I have trouble texting too. I'm the amount of typos I have. Teresa on Facebook says Sorry has always been my favorite. Yes, I forgot about Sorry.
Sorry's
my
a good
daughter
game.
And I have been playing that since she was young, and when she comes home now from college, we still have these great Sorry marathons. Such a fun
game. That's awesome.
It's the game of sweet revenge. And Amanda Nimmer, our social media pal who does great work here at Civic Media and Nightlight, says Payday.
I also love the candy bar.
It's a great candy bar. An underrated candy bar.
I don't disagree at all. I don't disagree at all. 1,000%. All right, before we get on out of here, Pete, what did you learn today?
Well, I learned about Milwaukee Day. Obviously, I made a joke about it, but I really had never heard of it. And I cannot imagine what better person to be having some type of celebration for that day than Dan Schaefer. So that was really fun. And I learned that Mike Clemens is the hardest working man in sports.
Yeah, I did not know the history of Milwaukee Day as well. I didn't know it goes back that far, and I'm very happy to hear about it. I'm very much looking forward to the event tomorrow. If you guys can make it, again, it's going to be the 414 event at Anodyne Coffee on Bruce Street in Walker's Point for a great discussion, fun, maybe some politics. You never know. Senior producer Tucker put on our chat. He said Settlers of Catan is also his favorite game. So now we know that. One. And I now know that Tucker's even smarter than I knew before, because people who love that game are real good at games. And I'm just like, really? Just here, I lose. I lose. You can just have whatever. You can have my property. Okay. It's fine. It's fine.
Thanks.
All right. Oh, Dom, really quick, what'd you learn?
I learned about 414 Day. I learned a lot more about that, so that was always good.
It's a fine day.
Yes, it was all a right. Good day. Yeah.
Well, on behalf of Pete, I'd like to thank Tucker. I'd like to thank Dominic for everything they do, including traffic and engineering. They make everything work here. We just, you know, we just come in and talk. But everyone who called, texted, got in touch with us on the live stream, thank you so much. Without you, there is no us. Thank you very much to Mike Clemens and Dan Schaefer for stopping by. Remember, tomorrow we're talking to Donald Chi, a professor of oral health sciences, and why getting rid of fluoride from drinking water is bad. And Dr. Susan Kearns of Milwaukee Film returns to talk about this year's Milwaukee Film Fest starting on Thursday. And if you haven't already, text in the word ACTION, ACTION, for your chance to win an all-access pass to the Milwaukee Film Festival starting this Thursday. All right, folks, with all that being said, have a great night. Pete, say goodnight to the people.
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.